Today on This Week in Pop, and I'm sticking by that. That's how we open the show now.
I like it. It's good.
Yeah. We're going to talk about TV shows that are maybe disappearing, maybe not.
And ones that are coming back.
Yay.
Or maybe not.
Arrested Development, it's coming back.
Okay, we'll talk about that too. And...
Avengers.
Is that the name of the movie?
The most important
one. The Avengers.
I thought it was Infinity War.
I thought it was the war with the crystals.
Nope.
You don't know. You know nothing.
Grandma.
You know nothing.
Superhero movies that came out in the past week that are very popular. That's This Week in Pop. Hello and welcome to This Week in Pop. I'm Tommy West.
Maxwell.
Yes.
I'm Jenna. Hello.
By the way, Maxwell, it wasn't until listening back, and I listen a lot. Gotta get those ratings up.
One you listening at a time.
Yeah. I didn't notice until last week that you only refer to yourself as Maxwell.
Yeah.
So like when we run down the show, it's like Tommy West,
yeah,
Maxwell, and Jenna. And I'm the only one with like two names.
Yeah, because when the time comes for taxes,
is that how it works?
They're going to go after the guy with two names.
So maybe I'll just refer to myself as Tommy. I don't need the whole West
You're
thing.
Way yeah. past it, though. And it's nice. Yeah. I like that you have
Tommy
both
West
names.
Tommy West flows. It's yeah. nice. My name is too ethnic. And it would confuse
ethnic?
People.
It's right. Jenna.
It's but my full name. It's
oh,
Italian.
Like the...
You know, Dagger. People get confused. Yeah, there's Dagger. An apostrophe in there. It gets confusing.
And I don't have a last name, so it works out.
Well, welcome. We have a lot to get to. Jenna is back.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, guys. Missed you.
Yeah, so did the ratings. But it's two guys hanging out and talking. There are way too many podcasts.
Talking about guys.
Just yeah.
two dudes.
Yep.
Just two guys hanging out talking about stuff.
Talking about jubbos.
Yeah.
No, I will tell you, and this is, it's really funny because when we describe, this is for all the new listeners.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of podcasts with just two guys hanging around talking.
Yeah.
Because there are two guys who are like, we're really smart mm-hmm. and we have a lot of good things to mm-hmm. say. We should just have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We were the opposite. We were like, we're boring.
But let's get a girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
A girly
so people
girl.
People will listen.
And then more importantly than that, and I cannot stress this enough, there are some shows and places where we're like, let's put a hot girl in there. But no, we have... A hot girl who is also
I don't know where he was
like,
going to go with that.
No, hang on.
Like, is this an insult?
No,
or a compliment?
It sounded like it was starting as an insult.
More importantly than, and then the way you look, because it is a podcast and it's an audio podcast.
Good thing, people can't see me.
You are like an extreme geek.
Yeah.
You're geekier than any of us. Like, you put us to shame.
That
yeah,
is true.
This is true. No, this
and,
is a fact.
And so I think that's what gives you the street creds.
Street
yeah.
smarts.
Yes. Which
he still won't.
He won't get it. He doesn't get it.
What?
Nothing. We'll get to it.
Is
later.
It a John Mulaney reference?
Yes.
All right.
Indeed.
We'll get to that eventually. In the meantime, first order of business. Last week, the new episode of the podcast, Sans Jenna, came out the night before, the eve, if you will,
yes.
to the Avengers.
Yeah. Avengers Eve.
We've all seen
Avengers
it now.
Eve.
There's a lot to discuss, and I will preface this by saying lots of spoilers here.
Oh,
because
yeah.
we're not even going to like, we're not even going to try to not talk about it with, or we're not going to even try to talk about it without spoilers.
No, you have to spoil it.
We're going
to
spoil
it. This is your warning.
Yes.
This is
everything.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. We'll put in the chapters or something if you want to skip ahead to this. So, but let's just get right into it.
Let's do it.
I hated it.
No, I don't believe you.
No.
Don't believe you at all.
No. I'll kick things off. Well, Jenna, more importantly, forget about me. I'll get around back to me.
Yeah, more
Jenna,
importantly,
you
let's
are
talk
the nerd
me.
Who like saw like you went to like the midnight screening.
The 7
They're not even
the
yeah.
7 p.m. screening. That's
yeah, they're not
these
even
days.
Midnight
they
anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It was a 7:01 p.m. screening.
Why is that a thing? Is it
I
like
no
GMT
idea.
Time? Like what?
The entire theater was dedicated. There were, I'm not joking,
yeah.
there were 10 theaters for the Avengers.
All okay. playing at 7:01 p.m.
All 7,
wow.
7:01. They were like staggered by a minute.
I like that.
But,
come out earlier. Like it's going to come out on May 5th, but you can also like really catch it on May 2nd. Like that's like all the official way. It's always going to be like 3 days early from the Friday it's initially coming out.
Yeah.
It's not the good old days where they like there was literally a projectionist running with film strip down the hallway. Like I got to get the other reel in. Now it's all digital so they can do this. And then on top of that, I don't even know. I'm beyond how they even figured out. Like we used to do the midnight screenings, which was kind of an event, and now they're
I
like,
love those.
I
just move it back a little bit. Yeah, I miss it too.
I saw the Twilight midnight screening. Just kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I did. But
how many people were in costume at the 7 p.m.?
You know what? Oh, at the Avengers.
Yeah, not Twilight. I'm not talking about
honestly,
Twilight.
Honestly, I didn't see a single one.
What? Oh, that's disappointing.
But there were a lot of like tweens that were really, really excited. Okay. It kind of made the movie viewing even better.
Yeah. I was born when the first Iron Man came out.
That's what I kept thinking. The kid next to me was like 13 and he was so into it. And I just kept trying to figure out how old were you when the first Marvel movie came out? He probably was like, I don't know.
I do slightly envy this age group though, because I was like that age when like Batman Forever came out and that's what I had. And
classic. Yes.
Classic nipples. Garbage.
Well, no, you're thinking Batman and Robin.
There were nipples in Batman
Forever.
Nips
there? Oh, yeah. I don't remember the nips
in
Forever.
Oh, the nips go back.
Who? Jim Carrey's character? Or
Val Kilmer, bro.
Val Kilmer nips.
Yeah.
Mm.
Jubbos.
Prime Jubbos.
So Jenna, you are the resident expert of all things comic books and things. So what was your take on the, I'll give you free reign. Drum solo.
Ready?
Yes.
It was good. I mean, it was good. There's nothing else to say about it. I have no complaints, really.
We want to hear about the complaints.
It was so good. Thanos was probably. He is the best villain to date for Marvel.
Yeah.
There's no competition. He was really cool looking. Yeah. He was awesome.
Which I didn't realize.
I'm trying not to spoil anything.
No, just go ahead. Spoil away.
I think when Spider-Man is dying, I mean, we all know none of them are really dead. We all know they're coming back. I mean, otherwise.
Some of them. We got to get into that.
Okay. When Spider-Man is going, I shed tears. And now, mind you, I saw it twice. I shed tears both times.
Did the 13-year-old next to you like give you a look like, why are you crying? Like,
I think he was hyperventilating.
He looked at her. Why is this old lady crying?
Yeah, when Iron Man got stabbed, he was just like.
That was shocking.
Oh, dude, relax.
Now, this is the reason why I didn't want to go to the premiere, because like I don't like when people interact with the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I go on rants about how people behave in movie theaters and they should just be quiet the entire way through. But I feel like when you see it at the premiere, you're open to say whatever comes into your mind and let the whole room hear you. And how many applaud breaks were in this movie?
Too many.
Yeah.
Even I kept looking at Chris like, like every time it was stupid shit on the, I'm like, why are you applauding?
Yeah. That one little Easter
Thor
egg.
Just
Well, it was like there was one when Captain America showed up.
I mean, that was
remember
cool.
that. It's really funny too, talking about like not talking in the theater and that stuff. I mean, as we've learned from my new routine, I only go to Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, we know.
It's very strict rules, and
brought
I like
to you by
it.
Alamo Draft House.
But I will mention that. Everything was quiet as the Avengers and all the characters started floating away into dust. Everyone pretty much was like, okay, cool. Okay, cool. And then as soon as Black Panther went, someone went, oh, hell no. Cause the other thing that a few people have brought up since too is, I mean, like to your point, we all know they're going to come back somehow. Like there's a time crystal thing. It's going to rewind time or something. That's the MacGuffin.
Time crystal.
But what is it?
It's a time stone.
Infinity stones, bro.
Crystals, stones, whatever. But
get with it.
That was the point where people were like, wait a second. No. Because you realize Marvel didn't realize that Black Panther was going to be a big movie before it came out. It was a throwaway for them.
I mean, I thought that no matter what, he was going to go away. I think they just underutilized how much he'd actually be in the movie.
Yeah.
He was always going to disappear.
Yeah.
Being part of that phase one out of the way for this part of the movie. I think they would have, had they have known Black Panther was going to be the success that it was, he may have had more screen time at the time of filming.
Yeah.
That's my thought on it.
And conveniently, it's like the original Avengers were left.
Yes.
Captain America, Black Widow.
Which is why my theory, I don't know how it works in the comics, but they're just going to flip it back around and the original Avengers are going to go away, sacrificing themselves for the phase 3 and 4 Avengers who are going to be coming back, like Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Spider-Man.
Okay.
That's my theory of what's going to happen.
I haven't heard that theory.
Yeah, that makes sense,
but
though.
But it kind of makes sense.
It's going to reflip and they're like, you know, Iron Man and Captain America are going to sacrifice their side of living for the other side that disappeared.
There are rumors of Captain America, like that being his final movie, and that he's going to be replaced by Bucky becomes
Captain America
for
a
period in time. But there's also a female captain. So I don't know what they're going to do.
Although maybe you could tell me. I don't know. Why do they call him? Is it the White Wolf?
The Winter Soldier?
No. They call
in the movie
in Wakanda. They call him.
They
something.
Call him. Yeah. They called him that.
And I'm not sure exactly sure where that name came from. Is that in the comic books?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
I have to research that because they call him that, and they don't really reference that. He says it once.
I think it might have just been like their nickname for him.
Maybe. Yeah.
There was definitely a few things that I had to like go back and like Google after watching. Like what? What was that symbol on the beeper?
Oh, you didn't know?
They had Smart Beep in 2018.
Smart Beep.
No, and then I found out about the whole Captain Marvel thing and that's coming. And then there's also this weird thing with like the movies we have in between, which I'm actually happy. We only have to wait a year until the next one. But we only have the new Ant-Man, which a lot of people are like, we didn't ask for this. And it takes place before... this whole thing. And then we have Captain Marvel, which is still sort of up in the air as to where exactly that takes place.
It's in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be way before.
Predating all this.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's essentially setting up so that when she does appear in Avengers 4.
Yeah.
We have a context.
Where has she been,
though? No, I don't think she... Is she going to be in Avengers 4? Is that confirmed? That she'll be in the next one?
No, I don't know.
I don't know if she'll be in that.
Why wouldn't she? I mean, that's...
Well, I know it was in... I didn't stay for that because I didn't want to spend an additional 25 minutes in the goddamn theater.
It was. Those credits were something else.
Yeah, so I'm not going to sit through that. I'm going to learn from you nerds about what happened.
Which, by the way, going back to the presence in the theater and the way everyone acted, when that... It was a very weird credit sequence that came up. Like a in memoriam. And when it came up, people were sitting there like, yeah, that can't be it. Like, there's going to be some like tongue in cheek. Like,
wait, what was the in memoriam? I didn't even stay. What it was like, in the memoriam?
As soon as, you know, he's sitting there watching the sunset, it just comes up, you know, the Avengers Infinity War, and then starts like one at a time throwing up the names of all the actors on the screen.
Like they always do.
Right. But it was like very slow and like almost like a, like an in memoriam.
Oh
yeah. Like it was a little more dramatic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's Robert De Niro. He's the new Iron Man. Yeah.
New guy. Great.
But it was like very slow where I'm like, this can't be the ending. Like they're going to, it's going to come back in a second. And then the credit roll started and people were like, oh, come on. Not really.
Yeah, good. I'm glad I didn't stay for that.
My biggest issue with the movie was the post-credit scene with, I thought Samuel L. Jackson should have been in the actual movie. Mm-hmm. He was only in the post credits.
Yeah.
He starts to disappear. And that's when you see the beep. He drops his beeper and he's paging Captain Marvel of all people.
Beeper.
Where has she been?
She wasn't even in the post credits. It was just like a nod
her
to her
symbol.
Yeah.
On the beeper.
This is why I don't like the Easter egg scenes. I just don't get it.
I was like, meh.
We know what's coming next. They announced this, and then people who watch Avengers already know. They digest every piece of information that comes out, every set piece that gets leaked. Ugh. So they know Captain Marvel's coming. I don't have to wait 25 minutes to get that scene. I know what's happening.
Well, speaking of people dying, I can only remember one because there's only one that resonated with me where I'm like, that person is not coming back at all. And I did not see that coming. Me and Maxwell talked about this.
Whoa.
Who's John?
Who's this John? John?
I said someone else.
Whoa.
Me and Maxwell talked about it last week, which is the way I described, you know, Civil War was that, okay, this is the lead up. This is the setting the stage for Infinity War. And in reality, it turned out to be Infinity War sets the stage for the second part of Infinity War, which is no longer part two. Now it has a new name. It's unreleased and blah. But we all kind of expected like, all right, you know, Captain America is going to go away. Chris Evans is no longer going to be Captain America. That sort of didn't happen. And instead we got a death that I didn't expect. And that was a huge, huge, like I didn't see that coming. And
who are we talking about?
Gamora.
Oh.
Did you forget?
No, but you know she's coming back.
No, I don't. I mean, is she?
Yes.
It's sort of implied that she's coming back.
Yeah. How is it implied?
It's implied that a majority of them are coming back.
Right, but she didn't die in the same way everyone else died.
The fact that a stone exists to alter time and reality means that anyone who dies can pretty much come back at any time.
Right. I mean, look what he does to Vision. He literally like reassembles him with time. He rewinds time and brings Vision back so he could take his stone. So, you know, and there's a Guardians 3 confirmed.
But what's good about this is like you really don't know who is safe and who's not. They could particularly, like the writers even announced today that like they said that people who died are dead and you're just gonna have to grieve. Like I don't know if that's a red herring. I don't know if that's just a setup. It probably is, but nobody is safe. Even the people who are dead, we don't know if they're dead.
Well, that's why this movie was so good.
It was
this is something that really did happen in the comics where Thanos wins.
Right.
So it is kind of cool to see the villain win because he really did win. Yeah. So even if it's brief, I mean, it's
the Empire Strikes Back of the Avengers.
Yeah. It's cool to know.
And it was a hard thing to do. I mean, you have 20 plus featured characters.
Yeah. And it was done well.
All of whom we've had dedicated movies for with Black Panther, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor. And they blended it fairly perfectly in a movie where the bad guy got the most screen time.
Yeah.
Like it was Thanos' movie.
Yeah.
It really was a Thanos movie.
And I will say too, you mentioned Star Wars. You crossed the streams
yes.
there. But I will say,
proud of you.
It's not even a Star Wars.
You know,
Wars
looking
reference.
Looking back to looking back, it's a pop culture reference. Okay. It's a pop culture podcast. looking back and all of our discussions about The Last Jedi, how like I felt that the whole movie was essentially like a middle finger to the audience. Go, ha! You thought I was going to do that? I did this thing yeah. instead. This, you know. This surprised audiences while at the same time didn't piss anybody off either. Like everyone went in going, all right, you know, obviously these contracts can't last forever. Robert Downey Jr. is not going to play Iron Man for the rest of his life. Maybe. Chris Evans isn't going to be Captain America anymore.
Maybe.
And then we came into this and we, yeah, what made it enjoyable was not knowing where this story is going to go. And the only thing is afterwards, it makes your head spin a little bit of yeah. like, well, what is reality? What could happen? And, you know,
I'll share with you my theory.
Yeah, yeah, please.
It's not like a super smart one, but it's a pretty obvious one.
We don't deal with smart theories here. Yeah, give us cool. the dumb ones.
You know, when Doctor Strange is like going through all different versions
yes.
and outcomes.
I was going to say this. Yeah.
Okay. So obviously, I mean, the reason he gives the stone to Thanos is because he's seen all the outcomes and he said there's only one in which we win. So obviously he knows
yeah.
the only way the Avengers or, you know, the good people will win is if Iron Man survives and yeah. something. So obviously, you know, mm-hmm. one of that's my theory.
I will have, I had one bugaboo about the movie. I was trying to find something to hate.
Bugaboo.
And it's a bugaboo. It is. I like that word. Shut up. The movie was great. The one thing they changed, it was in the trailer too. The Hulk's in the trailer. The Hulk is in the final battle of charging when you see Black Panther and Iron Man and Black Widow, they're all charging in Wakanda. Hulk's in the back.
Yeah.
They even made a toy. There's a Funko Pop toy
yeah.
of the Hulk coming out of the Hulk Buster that Tony Stark makes, that giant yeah. Iron Man-like suit.
Yeah.
They changed it in the movie, and I'm not exactly sure why.
There's a few
that.
Things.
Yeah.
So the detectives that are super nerds fans yeah. on Reddit tore apart the movie versus the trailer, and there's a lot of stuff that they put in the trailer mm-hmm. that wasn't in the movie.
I feel like they do that a lot with movies, yeah. though. Isn't that something that they do?
It is, but like common, they, but it seems things. Like they went through a lot of trouble yeah. to make it seem like the Hulk was going to be at the end, and I don't know why they changed it.
They also changed Spider-Man's suit. There's a point in the trailer where he's wearing his regular suit in a scene that when you get to the movie, he's wearing the nano robot.
The nanotech suit.
Yeah.
It's the Spider-Man, yeah, iron suit.
Electro Spider-Man.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're saving it for the Avengers 4, but the CGI of Mark Ruffalo in that goddamn Hulkbuster was so bad.
The neck. There's one scene when the helmet comes off yes. and his neck is popping
it
out.
Rivals,
it's the very end.
It yeah. rivals the mustache in Justice League. I don't know what's
that
worse.
That was so bad.
Also, pay very close attention to everything Mark Ruffalo ever says
Mark
in a
what?
Press junket. Ruffalo?
Ruffalo
ever Ruffalo? Says at a press junket, because apparently, I don't know if you saw
he
this,
spoils
he
everything.
Spoiled the entire
really?
Movie about a year ago
I
where
love
he said
I love
he said half the cast dies and he caught him off guard. Everyone thought he was joking.
He got us.
And no one noticed until the movie came out and they're like, oh no, he really did
but
screw
I mean,
up.
But that was in the comics, right? Doesn't half yeah. the Avengers in the comic,
yeah,
that's
does
what happens.
Yeah, that does happen. Thanos
so
wins.
Really, I mean, given I'm sure 85% of the people who watch Avengers don't read the comic books, but he's yeah, essentially right. just saying what was in the comics.
True.
Yeah, but his exact line was, wait until they see this next movie. Half the cast is killed.
Well, then don't watch press junkets.
Yeah, that's do what, yourself a favor.
That's what happens.
But I feel bad for
you.
Ask a guy
the 50th later. Question in a row, the same question. Yeah. Eventually something's going to slip.
Moving on to some other things, some fantastic news came out. Breaking news as we record this podcast.
Oh, it's made me so happy. So happy.
Wait, are we talking about
Arrested Development?
Yeah.
This is exciting. So we are recording this podcast the day before it comes out on Thursday morning. It tomorrow being the, I don't know how to describe time in a podcast that lives forever.
It's Cinco de Cuatro.
Tomorrow, yes. Cinco de Cuatro is possibly already passed by the time you hear this podcast. But one of the biggest complaints, if there was any.
We probably even discussed it.
On the original podcast.
Unnamed podcast.
We can call it the Pop Center podcast. Was the fact that Arrested Development was sort of not poorly edited, but like the idea to take
too long.
Yeah. And, and the idea to take every single character and give them their own dedicated episodes and tell their story unilaterally was sort of jarring and a little bit disjointed, and someone obviously heard the cries of the fans, and Mitch Hurwitz,
yes,
blessed us with a recut of the entire season,
which is frankly insane.
Yeah,
in the most amazing way. I mean, yeah. I don't know any creator of a show who would re-edit.
Yeah.
A show based on fans' response and actually release it. Like, yeah. This isn't a fan cut. This is the creator.
Yeah.
What the master.
Think, like, what are we going to expect, though? Like, what do you think he's going to do? Like, how could he re-edit it?
I think it's just going to be based on time and not character, because all these stories are happening and they're sort of interwoven.
Yeah.
So I think he's going back and then going to tell the entire story in sequential order and like mix together the stories through an episode.
That's and cool. They're each going to be 22 minutes, which is what every episode should be. Cause that's what the first three seasons of Arrested Development, each episode was 22 minutes. Yeah. On the Netflix season four, the part one.
Yeah.
Everything was about 30 minutes and that 8 minutes is crucial.
Yeah.
Cause it takes you out
trim
of
it. Trim it down.
It's just, it was funny.
Yeah.
Wasn't that funny.
And I guess the only thing he really has to do.
Down.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot. And you know, what's funny is I'm thinking back to the same thing. We had a conversation on the old podcast, which maybe I'll see if I can find. But in that, I think the thing was, I I've always said this is, I think there are sometimes we give a lot of crap to some networks and executive notes where they're like, oh, do this or change that. Sometimes it's a necessary evil because it puts the creator within bounds that they have to work between. And, you know, it's like when they had to do a commercial for Burger King on Arrested Development and product integration, and they did it in a fun way.
It's a wonderful restaurant.
Yeah, it sure is.
I mean, the season four came out at a time when Netflix was relatively new. It was House of Cards and Arrested Development. Those were the first two big properties that Netflix had when they were just starting out with their streaming content and having original content be on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I don't think they gave Mitch Hurwitz a strict set of guidelines. I think this was Mitch Hurwitz trying something different, and it didn't backfire, but it wasn't the same mojo that he had with the first three seasons of Arrested Development.
I think that's it in a nutshell. It just wasn't the same, like, there wasn't the same vibe to it. Like, the characters were still your lovable, you know, Tobias Funk is still... Yeah.
It was still great.
The same great guy.
But again, the beauty of Netflix is that we have this second chance because of Netflix. If this was Fox, this would be done.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even have a season four. So thank you, Netflix. That's what I'm trying to say. But in addition to the re-edited season four, we're getting a completely new season.
Yes.
Yay.
Which is just, makes me very happy.
And it's funny because I've seen...
You look very happy.
I'm very
You can't see him, but he looks extremely happy.
I'm very happy.
Maxwell is hands down the biggest AD fan that I know.
Yes.
And I know a few people.
To a fault.
off this podcast, me and him just constantly make Arrested Development references to each other.
My girlfriend gets mad because, like, I don't have serious conversations with friends. I just quote Arrested Development and The Office, and It's Always Sunny. And she's like, "Do you ever have real conversations with people?" I'm like, "I am having
that
a real,
is a real conversation.
It is a real conversation."
Counts.
And they're like, "What's his mom's name?" I don't know. But I know his favorite episode of Arrested Development.
So that's exciting. So we don't know when that's coming out.
No,
the new season.
But the redux of season four is either tomorrow or Friday or maybe it's out already.
It's out already. Just go on. It's probably on already.
Yay.
Time.
But I'm excited. I mean, the other thing too is, logistically, all he really has to do is take all the footage that happened and then maybe get some new voiceover from Ron Howard.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if there are going to be new jokes. I don't know if they're going to leave the old season four up. I'm not exactly sure, but I'd go back and compare. I have time.
Well, we'll do that next week.
Make some notes.
Is that how you're going to spend your quattro?
Yes. Cinco de quattro.
Cinco de quattro. Speaking of which, I'm going to pull out the old phony where I have my notes written down. But speaking of networks and speaking of things that networks do that are wrong or bad.
The not Netflix of the world.
Yes. It is officially May. Welcome. Congratulations. We made it.
Yay.
I'm wearing short sleeves now.
Nice.
You're wearing short sleeves.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Don't want to see that skin of yours.
I'll tone up for you. There's a few shows that I've been watching. Networks apparently do still exist. There's a few shows that are sort of not yet renewed.
You're talking about Netflix? Shows on Netflix?
Ironically enough, no. I'm talking about the networks. They're
a what?
TV signals.
Netflix.
Network.
No. Like you're not saying it right.
It's like the lower numbers on your television.
Hulu? Okay.
Got it.
No, it's like a Hulu.
Oh, yep. Hulu.
Hulu. Yeah. Right?
It's like, let's just say yes.
Okay.
Let's just move on. There are shows that are actually on Hulu. That's how I watch them. Stuff that is on the bubble, they call it. It's an industry term.
Describe it to
the
people.
Excuse me.
What it means, children, is that the show, the executives who make those decisions about whether or not your favorite television shows make it back for another season, like Arrested Development once had to deal with, they decide, I don't know if this should come back. Mm. So there are a lot of shows that already have been given the green light. We've been talking about Barry. We did that last
week. Yes, so good.
Barry, which I'm so happy. I'm loving that show. That already has a second season. Had amazing. Like three episodes out. They're like, yeah, no problem. This is great. You're
coming
back.
Has HBO ever not given a show a second season?
Ironically enough, they rescinded a second season.
What?
They've given the green light. Go ahead. And then they're like, you know what? Never mind.
For what?
Was it that horse show? The one they killed horses?
Oh, well, that's only literally because a horse died.
What about here now?
That's the standards of
HBO. Horses!
Is that unless you don't kill multiple animals in your show, you can have a second season.
Yeah.
Unless you clearly have not watched Game of Thrones. Yeah. A lot of death on that show.
No, like real horses.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what? Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, it was the show with...
Lucky, with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm not down with that. Yeah. I'm not down with that.
See, there you go. Neither was HBO.
I like horses.
If it was 2017, they would have canceled it because of Dustin Hoffman and not the horses.
Yeah.
Flip-flop.
Yep.
We don't have time to get into the whole Dustin Hoffman situation, but whoa. Like, when I read about Dustin Hoffman, I felt heartbroken and angry and everything. But, well, you know, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
Well, we have to come back to that at some point
bubble.
In the podcast.
You're talking about your bubble.
My bubbles. Bubbles. There are a few shows on the list that I was actually surprised by. And then some I'm not so surprised by. And it's actually a short list. And it's pretty much limited to NBC and Fox.
Like the ones who canceled their shows.
The ones who have yet to decide. And what ends up happening is later this month is when they have the big ad meetings in New York. But they gather together all the big spenders of the advertisements in New York City. And they...
Gonna make a TV show.
In a room, see?
They gather them all together in a big room at a fancy little party. And they show them all the new TV shows that are coming this fall.
I'm just picturing like a 1920s box social. Like there's flappers.
You're looking to spend your money. See, let me show you on the pictures. But yeah, no, this is the time of year when they start doing those presentations, and then you find out whether or not the show you invested all your time in is no longer going to be on anymore, and then there's no resolution,
no hope,
or your show is coming back.
What do we got?
Well, I mean, all right. So let me start with this because we always talk about It's Always Sunny. AP Bio is on the bubble right now.
Yeah, that was the first thing I was going to ask you about was AP Bio.
So it has yet to get a, have you watched AP Bio?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. Is it good? Are you?
I'll put it this way.
It makes you miss It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I mean, here's what happened. You know, the Mick and AP Bio, you can't not compare the two.
Yeah.
The Mick being Dee from It's Always Sunny, her TV show on Fox.
Right, which is Caitlin fantastic, Olsen. Which has been renewed.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
With that show was fantastic. Have you watched it?
I have not.
Watch that show.
Looks like I'm going to have to put on actual TV.
So two things. It's on Hulu. You can do that.
Oh, cool.
There you go. That you're
two things. That show actually took some of the Sunny writers there. I think it's also produced by the same team. It's really well done. It's done where it's essentially the same vibe you get out of Always Sunny, but it's done in a really fresh way. And it looks like from the outside, it's like, oh, it's a family comedy. It's like, it's an aunt taking care of her nephews and nieces. And in reality, it's basically Always Sunny with children.
That's amazing.
Okay.
No wonder why it's doing well.
That's a much better pitch. You should be pitching this show because I had no interest in it until you started talking about it.
No, it's fantastic. It is. And the thing is, you know, the morality or the lack of morality out of Always Sunny is sort of the sticking point. There's an episode without ruining things where like she goes on a gambling spree and then, you know, it's basically you're expecting her to fail miserably. And instead, but at the end of the episode, like just before the credits, she rolls up. She's like, hey, I want all our money back. And they're all sitting there like, isn't this like a bad moral, like moral to the story about like gambling. She's like, who cares about morals? And then that's it. The episode ends. I like, there's no moral compass for the show. And it's, if you're an Always Sunny fan, what's her name?
Caitlin Olsen.
Caitlin Olsen is fantastic in the show. And then the other characters around her are fantastic as well. That show, great. Fantastic. Fox loves it. It's actually doing amazing in the ratings and like the key demos and blah, 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 blah. More importantly, AP Bio on the flip side.
Not so much.
No. Well, the title is stupid.
I mean, it's describing a, you know, he's a professor who's washed up and, you know, I see like, I've watched the first three episodes. There's the arrogance of Dennis from It's Always Sunny, but they bring in a little too much sunshine. And, you know, it reeks of an NBC sitcom. And that's what it is.
Not going to watch. Not going
to
watch.
You know, Community to me was the high point of NBC sitcoms. Yeah. Like they, like Dan Harmon got away with a lot for that being an NBC show. The same sort of edge is not in AP Bio. Mm. And I'm not sure why. I mean, Patton Oswalt is fairly pedestrian in it.
Yeah.
You don't really let him be Patton Oswalt as much as you'd like him to be because he definitely has a dirty side.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's not an AP Bio. So I don't know if things are going to change. Like they could retool. A lot of, you know, season one is always a testing ground for shows.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
The Office changed, the Parks and Rec changed from season one to season two. So maybe you can find its ground if it gets renewed, which it probably won't.
And what's funny too is, have you watched that other show? Was it not Mean Girls? The Good Girls?
I do not know.
I'm
that
doing
one.
That thing your grandma does.
I hate it.
That's what
I, honestly,
program?
I'm not, honestly, I'm enabling you by like even paying attention. The next time you do that, I'm not going to talk.
No, you have a computer. The one with Christina Hendricks and
Retta from Parks and Rec.
Retta.
Oh, and, on
and
TNT.
And no, it's on NBC.
And Anne.
Dude, I don't
Anne.
Know.
Who?
And
her?
Yeah. Egg. I have not heard much about this show except seeing the promos
show
during
egg,
the Super Bowl.
Apparently it's doing well.
Okay. Girls rob banks to get money and right the wrongs in their life.
There is some layers to it, apparently, I've been told. But it's actually doing decent, which is also funny to me that like this kind of high not contrast, this high, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Whatever. The show is actually doing well compared to...
The high chutzpah.
It's actually doing well compared to AP Bio, which is on the bubble.
It is called Good Girls.
Good Girls.
Just so you'd
I
like to know.
Right.
Good Girls.
Oh, the Good Women. Oh, I love that program.
Love that program.
Oh,
Grandma.
Grandma's
that with the redhead.
Oh,
I loved her in Mad Men.
I have to go.
So anyway, I'm doing this pretty slow, but AP Bio...
Yeah, that's true.
Is on the bubble.
We've gotten to one of the shows.
What?
We've gotten to one show.
One show.
What else?
So
what's going away?
This show I think never had a chance on Fox, Ghosted.
Know what it is.
Yes.
Okay. This one, for once I know. It's Craig Robinson and Adam Scott are somehow get roped into the idea that they are supernatural investigators.
Yeah. For like the government or something.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure how they connect with each other. One's a felon, I think. But those are also writers from Parks and Rec, I think.
They got Adam Scott on this?
Yeah. They do. He's the co-lead.
Oh, you're lighting up.
I love
you're
Adam
glowing.
Scott.
The only problem is it's on Fox, therefore you don't know about it because it's on Fox.
Yeah.
I don't watch
was
TV.
On Fox.
Oh, yeah. It got canceled?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, no, it hasn't been canceled officially yet, but it's kind of like, it's pretty much canceled.
Do you think if I watch it, it won't get canceled?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Every viewer counts.
You can walk by the Fox studios in New York, and I've walked by their building, and they still, and it's sad, they still have banners up that are like, Ghosted this fall on Fox. And I'm like, someone should take that down.
So
it's
you
sad.
Should go and like, wait, like,
just be like, I love this.
I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Yes. After this
and
podcast,
like, save it.
Go take a picture and say, this is my favorite TV show, and then tag every Fox executive you can find on Instagram.
And they'll be like, green lighted.
Yes, exactly.
At the 1920s Box Social. Yeah. This girl locks it, it should stay.
Keep it for the team.
This show, I feel like, Jenna, I feel like this is a show you might be a fan of. Gotham is on the bubble.
You know what?
Never watched it?
I feel guilty. I watched the first season.
Same here.
Can I tell you why? Because it's on Fox.
Exactly. I watch New Girl.
This is the last
season.
Also
got canceled.
That show, it got
last
canceled.
Season.
Because it's on Fox.
Yeah.
It's also been on for like 7 years.
See, that was a weird one where they're like, look, we're going to cancel you. And they're like, just give us like seven episodes to wrap
it
up.
But that's great. I like that.
Cool.
At least they have that chance.
Yeah,
Ghosted's not
nice when they do that. Yeah. I will say, speaking of Fox, Orville got renewed, which I'm happy about. Which
don't know what that
Seth MacFarlane's.
It's essentially Star Trek: The Next Generation, made by
the creator of Family Guy.
But,
Seth.
But here's the thing. Wait. you're going to think it's essentially Family Guy in space. Yeah. It's not. It is way more Star Trek and played straight.
Did you say Star Trek?
Star Trek. Star Trek. Sorry, nerds. It's Star Trek, Star The Wars. Next Generation in space. And then it's like a network executive note is like, come on, you're Seth MacFarlane. Can you like throw like one joke in, please?
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, fine, I'll do one. But it's essentially played like, I'm a fan of Star Trek. I can't do a new version of that. So I'm going to do the next best thing and basically rip it off and do my own version. It's a really well done show. It's actually arguably better than the Star Trek Discovery thing they're doing on CBS Internet Webs thing.
Tommy, I would give that a advocating. Spot.
That has been renewed for a new season. Gotham has not.
Wow.
So that's on the bubble. Also, the two others I have on my list are both Fox shows.
Surprise.
And surprising. Number one, I don't know which one to start with. All right. The one that I think is less of a surprise, but more of a disappointment, Last Man on Earth.
This is actually, wow.
I was
ragging on Fox, but I actually love this show.
So. I love it.
Is it not going to get renewed?
Right now it's on the bubble because they're burning through episodes right now. It hasn't been renewed. It hasn't been canceled.
Will Forte and Christian Schaal. It originally was Will Forte being the last man on Earth, but now there's like a family of people, Mary Steenburgen, Melissa from Mad Men.
January Jones.
Yeah.
How have I not seen this?
Phil Lord and Chris Miller created it. Very dark, very funny.
But it's always very dark
in limbo of whether or not it's going to get renewed.
Yeah.
And it's been out 4 seasons. There's been some very good guest stars. Kristen Wiig, Jason Sudeikis, Bill Hader, Fred Armisen. They've all been on for like multiple story arcs. And it's very good. It's very well done. Very dark.
Yeah.
And I hope they don't cancel that.
Spoiler, by the way, I won't say the name, but like there's like one person that even like shows up where you're like, oh my God, that's a huge star. And then immediately they shoot them in the face.
No, I have to watch
it. Here's the thing. The show conceptually in the beginning, you're kind of like, oh, how far can this go?
Yeah.
But it's a very dark comedy version of like The Walking Dead. I mean, that's sort of the way to say it is like if The Walking Dead had no zombies and literally everyone just died on the planet, you can do whatever the hell you wanted. It's a survival story, sort of, but it's done in a dark comedy way. And Phil Miller, he's the main character. I could have been talking about him.
You could have. Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller. I mean, the main character isn't it Phil Miller?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So they combine their names to make the main character's name.
All right. Yes. Well, I'm sold. I'm going to watch it.
Well, hopefully. It's on the bubble, so it may not be renewed. But
no, then I'll like it. I'll probably love it.
But here's the thing. There are 4 seasons. So you you have plenty of stuff to binge.
Nice, good. That's all I care about.
And I will say the one thing I like about the show, too, and I like when writers do this, and it's funny because all the successful shows do, so maybe it's a formula. But whenever they get safe, whenever the story sort of gets safe, they just throw it, like crumble up the scenario and throw it in the garbage and say, all right, let's hit reset. One show that does not do that has played it pretty much safe, our old Parks and Rec pals who are on the bubble.
Brooklyn
Nine-Nine.
Okay.
Which is super surprising to me.
They have a pretty rabid fan base, actually. I noticed that it gets very, very well received in the viewerships of the world.
Yeah.
And that surprises me because in the beginning it didn't seem like that. And you know, you wonder if Andy Samberg can lead a sitcom. And he actually does a great job. The whole cast, Jolo Trulio, I think you say his name, Terry Crews, Andre Bauer. It's a good cast.
Yeah.
Chelsea Peretti, who was the writer on Parks and Rec, is a star on it.
Yeah.
And it's very well done. It's very quirky, has a lot of callbacks, which is, you know, necessary for that show who that runs that long. I think they're on their 5th season now.
Something like that. And it's from Michael Schur. Who did
Moe's from The Office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he did Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. And
The Office.
Yes, The Office.
Sorry.
I'm almost surprised this one's on the bubble. I'm almost surprised this one hasn't gotten renewed. But to that point, where a lot of these other shows, you know, will reinvent themselves and change things up and keep it interesting, this show is trying to sort of be like Michael Schur's other comedies, where it's like, this is a safe space. We're going to stay in the Parks and Recreation Department. We're going to stay in The Office. Like, it's a place for you to feel warm and fuzzy and always come back to. And the reality is, and to your point, The show is so well written, it makes me like Andy Samberg.
Which
is
hard to do.
I do not like... Here's the funny... Fun, which is a very quick story, but I didn't like Andy Samberg. I find everything he did annoying. His personality and everything, and especially SNL, just completely annoyed me. And then I got a chance to meet him. I'm like, all right, I'm going to hit reset. I'm gonna go with no expectations. I'm gonna meet the guy, and then he was also still pretty annoying. So really? I didn't like him in person, which is why it took me a long time to try Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And when I finally did, I was like, oh wow! Like they literally polished and cleaned his personality to the point where he's likable.
Yeah.
And that's a hard sell.
Yeah, I like Brooklyn. It's not the kind of show I watch religiously, but like whenever I do catch an episode, I'm like, this is pretty funny.
But I don't think it'll ever reach the status of like. His other shows like Parks and Rec or The Office.
Honestly, the kind of thing you have to wait until the show's over because I didn't appreciate The Office until it was on Netflix and I watched it for the ninth time. Same with Parks and Rec. It's just the repeat viewings makes certain shows better.
Yeah.
Like Arrested Development, which I'm going to be binging as soon as this is done.
Dirty Rock.
Before we go, because we're running out of time.
We didn't even get to talk about John Mulaney.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't want to talk about Mulaney. We're done with that. I wanted to talk about homework. Did you guys watch Rampage?
No.
Yeah.
The other homework was John Mulaney.
Did you watch that?
I listened to it.
I'd rather you watch Rampage.
Okay. Well, all right. I wasn't here last week, so I just have to say, I watched all three Netflix specials from John Mulaney because I watched the first one,
Which original one? Which ones?
Like the first, was it like New in Town? Is that the first one? I don't know
Kid
the name
Gorgeous,
of it.
Kid Gorgeous, I think.
That's his newest.
Oh, then I don't know.
Anyway, the first one, like the oldest one, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately watched the next one.
See?
Not as good, but still good.
Okay.
The new one is awesome.
Street Smarts.
Okay, I will say this. It was a little bit of a roller coaster for me.
This was the new one? Kid Gorgeous?
I don't even want to hear you talk about this.
No. You're going to like this.
I just can't believe that you don't like John Malik. I love his whole shtick.
Here's what happened. I tried to play New in Town, right? I forgot I had the shuffle button on Spotify.
Okay.
I clicked play and then I was like, oh wow, that's actually funny. There was one bit that I actually like laughed out loud to listening to.
Without knowing it was John Mulaney?
No, I knew it was John Mulaney.
Okay.
I laughed out loud, so I'll give you that. But then it went into other stuff and some of his older things back to like, I think like maybe 08 or 11 or something, like a couple of years back. And then I was like, oh, this is kind of weak.
That was not the homework.
Here, hang on. And then once I realized it, I'm like, oh, wait a second. I'm bouncing around albums and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so then I went back and I turned the shuffle button off and I listened straight through to some of the stuff. I think New in Town starts off with the whole quicksand bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listened to it. And yeah, I mean, I get it. He's funny. Here's the thing. There are comedians. I hate myself for bringing this up. When I got into Louis C.K., maybe a bad example.
Yeah.
But when I got into Louis C.K.'s comedy,
Louis C.K.
Yes, he's pretty much, he's dead.
Yeah.
He died. But when I got into his comedy and then you go back over the catalog and you work backwards, you're like, oh, wow, this guy, even his comedy changed over time, but it was always like weird and crazy. And then it worked into being very conversational. And I basically, before he became a crazy person that we knew about, I enjoyed all of his comedy catalog. Mulaney, I like some of it. But at the same time, I stand by what I said last week. His SNL monologue was crap, and I stand by
it. It was just an excerpt from his new Netflix special.
All right, I'll watch it.
He does this whole bit on Mick Jagger when Mick Jagger was hosting SNL. That I literally, it's just amazing.
Is it where he does the thing with the lips?
No.
What?
You would know if you did your
homework. Just watch it. Watch it or listen to it and then get back to us.
Good. I'll watch that one.
Good.
Okay, good.
I'll take the bus home.
Please watch it because it's like his
above ground.
His whole, like his mannerisms are just so, it's like part of his humor.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a big fan. So.
Wow.
Thanks, Maxwell.
Jesus. Something happened here. All right. All right. We got more. Any more homework for next week before we
watch Rampage?
I'm not watching Rampage.
I'm probably not going to, but I'll tell you I did.
Move on.
Then I have no homework. I don't even know what's coming out this weekend.
Just watch Barry. Watch Westworld.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys are into Handmaid's Tale, but if you like being depressed and also amazed,
it's
really good.
So I got to catch up on Handmaid's Tale.
I haven't watched a single episode of that show today.
That's our assignment.
It seems depressing.
It is.
Though.
It is.
I tell you what, if you don't want to watch that, you can watch Rampage.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was gonna try to find a theater still playing Super Troopers. Can I do that?
I heard that's actually pretty funny.
But we're not gonna talk about it.
We're not gonna talk about it. All right, we'll find out stuff to talk about next week. Don't forget to follow us This Week in Pop, Twitter, Facebook, all the social medias and that stuff. We'll be back next week. Let me try that
next week.
I know. Jesus. All right, we'll be back next week with more This Week in Pop.